Hi, guys. So about 3 or 4 years ago, I was living in Israel, studying at Tel Aviv University, and I had a very interesting experience that my mother still does not know to this day, because she would kill me if she found out about this. My brother at the time was a paratrooper in the Israeli Defense Forces, which was a big influence for me to want to study abroad there. And I didn't get to see him very often while I was there. So every chance that I had, I jumped on that opportunity because it was a rare occasion. And in order to do this, I had to work around his schedule and work the bus system and get to exactly where he was, because he couldn't come to me. I had to go to him. And I wouldn't say I'm fluent in Hebrew, but I definitely got around very well. I was able to make conversation and, you know, get where I needed to go from point A to point B. But on one particular instance, I decided to venture off by myself. I had a friend that I studied abroad with, but this time I was gone by myself. And I had to travel a good distance, about halfway down the country, into somewhat the middle of nowhere. I had to take a bus to a major bus station, then take another bus and another bus. So it was a very detailed excursion that I had to map out very carefully. And this was when I was getting accustomed to my new iPhone. So this was a big deal for me to go out and do this on my own. And I was doing great. I had the exact amount of money that I needed, which right there was not a good idea. I didn't have extra cash on me. And going out into the middle of nowhere, there's no ATMs. And about in between the second and third bus, I switched. And I realized after I stepped foot off the bus, this is not where I was supposed to get off. And picture about an intersection between three somewhat highways. Not a lot of cars passing by. And I'm standing on the side of the road, not sure where I am. And it's pouring rain. So picture, I'm wearing a hiking backpack, I don't look like I know where I am, and it's pouring raining. I'm trying to figure out which bus I need to get on. A few buses go by, they're not the ones that I need. Finally, the one that I need does arrive about 20 minutes as I'm standing in the rain. I walk onto the bus and, you know, totally speaking in Hebrew, not 100% confident, as I'm sure the bus driver could tell. And I tried to explain to him, you know, I have no money on me. I ran out of the cash that I needed. I had no bus fare. And he kind of gave this look like, just get off the bus. And he kicked me off the bus. So I'm standing there. I'm a little far away from where my brother could pick me up. He also didn't have a car. So I was pretty much stranded in the middle of nowhere. Not a soul waiting at this bus stop. Just a highway, pretty much. Finally, about 15 minutes later, this young lady about my age steps up, and we're waiting together, and I'm looking at her like, okay, I need to ask her for money. And I have never done this before. This was a very odd experience for me. And finally, the bus pulls up, and I'm getting ready to ask her, you know, I need to borrow money. So we walk on the bus together, and I ask her, not quite pleading, but almost, you know, I need bus fare. Do you mind sparing the change? And she gave me this look, like she rolled her eyes at me and just, she was very much judging me from that instance. And she said no. And I knew that this was the last bus to get to where I was going. So this was kind of my last chance to get to safety, pretty much. And I kind of started, I'll be honest, I begged at that point. I had no other options. And finally, you know, the bus driver's like, get off the bus. And I'm like, I can't, I'm not going to. She finally just gives me the money, probably just to shut me up. And eventually I get where I needed to go. But looking back, I know that that girl definitely doesn't remember this instance at all. It was just, you know, some annoying immigrant from her perspective, just begging for money on the side of a highway. But I know it's something that I will personally never forget. And when I came back to Baltimore, it was a little bit of reverse culture shock, if you all are familiar. And, you know, we all kind of carry around these inherent biases that we might not even think we carry with us. But, you know, when you see somebody on the side of the road asking for bus change or even something to eat, you know, try to not let that little instant judgment cloud your vision of being able to help somebody, because you never really know what their situation is or what they're really needing at that moment. And, you know, I could have found my way back if that girl did not lend me the money, but you never know what somebody else is experiencing. So try to push past those instant judgments that we sometimes have, even if we don't think we are, even if we think we're really open, we can always do better.